we are again, another week of NRL football and another NRL Live episode 56. Got a lot to talk about this week, as we do usually, round 20 results, and also our Super Coach wrap this week in league. We're going to talk about the Cowboys. Neil Henry has been sacked for next year. Round 21, we'll do all the Super Coach predictions and our tips, and Tigers MS is doing a great little score for us. Tigers MS, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, and of course, not with us again tonight. Hopefully, we'll be back next week. But we should just get straight into it. And this week, let's look at the round 20 results. Friday night footy, Brisbane Broncos defeated North Queensland Cowboys 18-16, leading to that sacking of Neil Henry for next year, which we'll talk about a little bit in a little bit. The Bulldogs 40 smashing Parramatta 12, and the Eels just don't get any better, do they, Tigers MS?
No, they were diabolically bad for basically the first half, and that just killed off the entire game. And yeah, it was not good, and it's not going to get any better with Ricky Stewart basically saying he's going to rest Hayne for the rest of the year.
Wow.
It's not going to get good for him. Next year cannot come fast enough for them.
I cannot see them winning another game this year, I must be honest.
No, it will be a very big surprise, and I guess it'll be a surprise to them as well.
The Battle of the Hoodoo, St. George cannot beat Canberra. Canberra can't win on the road. Well, the Raiders did win on the road, 22-18 in a tight one there. On Saturday, footy and Souths 32 absolutely smashed Gold Coast 4. Just what is going on with the Titans, Tigers MS?
They've just hit a massive wall and they've crashed back down. Look, I think I tipped them to be wooden spoon at the start of the year, so that's not going to happen, but yeah, they're starting to really hit the wall, whether it's a bit of being a bit jaded towards the end of the year, or Albert Kelly and Caesar starting to feel the pinch a little bit. I'm not sure what it is, but I mean, they are missing Zillman.
Yes, and Idris.
And Idris, and yeah, that can do a lot to a team's structure and that kind of thing. So, I'm not quite sure. Look, I think they're just going to continue on the downward slide for the rest of the year, unfortunately, despite the fact that they're still in there with a chance.
Yeah, mathematically, I guess, but it's going to be tough from here. Sunday footy, New Zealand Warriors 30 upset the Melbourne Storm 22, Cronulla 38 defeat Penrith 10, and the Roosters 28. Too strong in the end for Newcastle 12, maybe the score not a true reflection of that game. However, the Knights... They looked okay, I thought.
Yeah, the Knights were fine. They had a real chance at the end. They started to get a bit more of the ball, a bit more of the flow of possession, a bit more of the where you get that feeling that the other team's coming back into it. Then it was a simple knock on and mistake, and that was the end of it, and that was the end of their run. And then Sonny Bill. Put Willie Mason out, and then knock the Knights out as well.
Yeah, well, he's knocked out himself for a couple of weeks, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. And Monday night footy, Manly 36, too strong for West Tigers 18, pretty much ending the Tigers season, which has been quite woeful at this point. Let's look at last week's games. George, from a Supercoach perspective, George Burgess topping the polls with 134 points. Todd Carney coming back into form. He finished third with 125. As we predicted, Sam Burgess second overall with 133. You would have done well if you made him your captain this week. Jamie Lyon was another person we mentioned. Well, he ended up in seventh spot. Billy Slater, he ended up in 12th overall. So basically the Melbourne fullback coming back into some form, 92 points for him. Some of the other guys we also mentioned that had good weeks included Trent Merrin, Tim Simona, Anthony Milford, Sean Johnson, James Graham and Jonathan Thurston, all finishing within the top 32. So it pays to listen to the NRL Live show each and every week if you're in Supercoach. Sleeper of the round, Corey Oates continues to shine. He scored 94 with 8th overall. Well, I guess Ben Roberts gets the honourable mention. That's amazing. No one would have picked that, Tigers MS.
No one in their right mind would have picked that. But, that 93 points is pretty good haul. And if you've got him, if you had him for that round, that's a great pickup.
What we learned, Sonny Bill Williams defied the odds to put up three figures. While Todd Carney's bad week in round 19 was merely a blip on the radar, back in form well and truly this week. Corey Parker is the top price in the league for a reason. Other big names, as we mentioned, Burgess and Merrin, also Justin Hodges, Matt Gillette and Robbie Farrow, definitely worth their price tag also. Hot and cold. Well, despite doubting round 19, Todd Carney's averaging him at 30 points higher than usual, which is shown by three triple-figure scores in the last 4 weeks. Boyd Coydner is continuing the form that got him into Origin 3 with more than 33 points higher than his average scores at the moment over the last month. Anthony Milford continues his meteoric rise, while Jamie Lyon, George Tafua and David Williams all doing better for Manly in recent weeks. Gold Coast, as we said earlier, they're in disarray. Players like David Taylor, now, but Kelly, well below average. They must be avoided. In fact, Kelly is not named this week. Isaac John for the Penrith Panthers, well, he's 17.5 points below his average from earlier in the year. Definitely, if you've still got him, we've said a few times over the last 4 or 5 weeks, he's sell, must sell. Very below average at the moment. And Manu Vadavai, almost 20 points below his average. He's just not getting over the stripe. And when you take that part away from his game, points dry up pretty dramatically. This week in league, well, Tigers MS, Neil Henry, the first coaching casualty for next year. Just what went wrong this year for the Cowboys? They had a roster that really should have contended. They did very well last year, and it's just all fallen apart in 2013. What happened?
Yeah, to be honest, I'm not 100% sure. They weren't missing a whole lot of players. Like, they've been missing Bowen for a fair bit of the year, but he was there at the start of the year, and they've been fairly up and down all season. Against the Broncos, well, it's the game they had in the bag, essentially, until Justin Hodges decided that he'd win the game for the Broncos. And that was, the death knell for Neil Henry. I'm a little bit surprised to see him go, to be honest, but having said that, he's had a very good squad for the entirety of his time there, and they haven't really made that much of a dent, to be honest. Considering they have the world's best half or 5'8", whichever position he wants to play is the best in it, in Thurston. Certainly is a problem for them going forward. I think their biggest mistake was letting Seguiaro go.
Yeah, what a costly error. Obviously, Aaron Payne was very good for them in the last couple of seasons. Perhaps he wasn't at the best. He did tail off a little bit with his form being a bit older, but Seguiaro was coming on the field certainly last year and making a big difference. And then they lost both of them in the one hit, and Penrith have been the recipient, but North Queensland have not been able to get that position right. They have not been able to find a harvest partner for Jonathan Thurston, and with that, the coach had to go. Look, if it was me personally, I would have given him another year. I think he's done a good job up there, but it's a business these days, rugby league, and you've got to be in the business of winning, and Henry, unfortunately, pretty much for his whole tenure, has not been in the business of winning, and he now has to say goodbye. Tigers MS, there's a few names that have been bandied about to take his role, including Brad Arthur, who was the caretaker coach for Parramatta last year. Kevin Walters was another name I saw. Is there any name that you see maybe bobbing out from the ranks?
Yeah, there's two smokies, so to speak. Paul Green, who's I think he's the Roosters under-20s coach at the moment.
Right, and he used to play there.
And Andrew Duneman. Who's the Raiders under-20s coach. I've heard both of those names, yeah.
Another guy who has spent time playing for the Cowboys. Look, I like Duneman a lot. He's done good things with the Raiders under-20s team. That could be a very good pickup for them, a young guy. And we've seen guys like Michael McGuire for Souths doing well. Obviously, the Roosters, Robinson, bit of a no-name around here, but made his name a bit in the UK league for the Catalan Dragons, and I think that perhaps Duneman could be another one of these younger coaches that's starting to infiltrate the league, the next wave, I guess, as you'd say. Let's keep moving along. This is NRL Live, and of course you can download the show each and every week, either at the website, www.pooligsports.com, or online at our iTunes store, NRL Supercoach will get you there, or simply go to the website and click on the link from there. We've also got our tips that go up each and every week, and now we're going to go through those games, and we'll put St. Peter's up online for you so you can get those, and Tigers MS and I, of course, will give them to you right here. Unfortunately for me, it didn't get much better last week, I've got to be honest, so maybe listen to Tigers MS more than myself. But let's